Lutz and his development as a receiver this year? You know, why has he become a bigger part of the offense right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think he's one of those guys that's been working really hard since he got here. He had a ton of experience coming in just at a different level. And so he had a lot of confidence in himself. I think once he realized that he could do it at this level, I think that confidence just grew. He's talented, he's fast, he's long, he can catch, and he's got great ball skills. So, I mean, that's part of it. It's a lot of it. And I think, Coach Archer's done a really nice job at developing him and kind of fitting him into our system. And then, the versatility that he's shown and being able to, kind of get better from day to day and understanding the nuances of what we're trying to do. He's really put himself in a position to be that guy that we're trying to get the ball to now, instead of just somebody that, is out there that, can get the ball if the ball comes to him. And so, credit to him and his work ethic and his talent.
Did you think he could be that kind of big play receiver at first, or is that
You know,
kind of
I think we had
more?
to see when he got here. I mean, it's tough to tell. It's like one of those things that without common opponents, it's always tough to tell how explosive somebody really is on film. And without those Division III guys aren't on PFF, and so we don't have that same kind of comparison. And so it's tough to, characterize him as a big play guy until he does it on our field. And so he's been doing that. We're excited about that. Phil is a great person, a great leader, really tough, great blocker, and just one of those guys that's gonna do it all for you. And we're, I'm proud that he's been able to have some accolades with it, because it's been fun to watch.
Thanks.
You got it.
Ryan, next question from Kevin Trestellini. Good morning, Chaz.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks. Hey, Ryan, I just wanted to ask you how Patrick Schupp is, if his injury was serious or you'll have him back, and just how the offensive line looked on film in terms of, some new guys, some different guys kind of playing together with Finson back out there.
Yeah, a little revolving door there. I think Pat, I mean, again, I'd characterize him as kind of like what Brock was. Like, he'll play this year. It's not a surgical thing. I don't know when. It's still Monday. Those things kind of take a few days to figure out exactly length and, the imaging and all that stuff of his lower body injury. I think, like I said in the post game presser, I think, really proud of Cole Snyder being able to step in, 2 weeks in a row now at two different positions, and play almost a certainly a full half of football, almost three quarters probably in both games, and just be able to not have a step back with that. And we knew that about him. We just it's just fun to see it when it comes to fruition. And I think Anwar did a great job bouncing over to left tackle this week, and he's just been a complete bright spot. Really proud of his development. He's got a very high ceiling, and hopefully he continues to grow mentally and physically, and obviously physically too. It'd be great. I think Finn did a great job. It was fun to see him get a chance to go out there and play a game. I know he was excited about it. He was kind of rearing to go, and it was good to see him get out there. And I think overall, I mean, we protected the quarterback well again, had two sacks in three games, and ran the ball, not as good as we did in the first two games, but I think we played against a better rush defense this week, and those guys were stacking the box and making us kind of drive the field, and we did, and we finished with a big run when we needed one.
Thanks, Ryan.
Got it.
Ryan, your defense, especially in the second half, really stepped up, held Penn to just 126 yards. What was the difference in the second half?
Well, I mean, the first half and second half was a tale of two, conversion down differences. And so, third and fourth downs in the first half, we weren't getting off the field on defense, and then the second half we did. And so the adjustments that we made and the attention to detail that we had in the second half on third and fourth downs, obviously was a big difference, because we got off the field, and that's the difference.
Gavin Moll with big game for you, career high 14 tackles. Just talk about his performance a little bit.
He plays so hard. Those linebackers all really do. We have a good group there, but Gavin's a one speed kind of guy. When he makes a mistake, it's full speed as well. And so, excited to see his progression. It's been fun to watch him grow into somebody. I think he always had confidence as an ability in his ability. I don't know that he always had confidence in the calls right away. I mean, he's a very smart player, but those things take repetitions. They take experience. And now he's at the point where I think he's just playing as fast as he can because he's confident in what the call is and what the defense is and what his job responsibilities are. And you can see it out there. He's flying around.
Ty Davis played a good amount of football for you, but comes up big at a big time to help seal that win with the interception. Talk about that play.
I think it's pretty exciting to see his development and in his new position, because that's exactly what he's there for, is that athleticism in the alley. I mean, it's hard to play in that alley. You have to be versatile. You have to be long and physical, and then talented enough to be able to play in space. And that's something that he's uniquely qualified to do. And and you saw that the ball skills that he has are really second to none on our team. He's a guy who's on the hands team. He's a guy who's going to be on, he's those unique, big, long, guys with good ball skills are tough to find. And he's one of those guys. And so when that ball was in the air, there was no doubt he was catching it. He's going to be able to catch most of those kinds of balls. And, we could put him out at wide out, I'm sure. Hopefully he doesn't hear me say that, because he's going to come knocking on my door. But he'd be a guy that could go out there and run routes and catch balls, and he's got great ball skills. So pretty exciting to see guys like that go out and make plays, because he's been doing it at for multiple years now, and it's fun to see him continue to progress and get better. And he's always been one of the better players on our defense, and hopefully he can continue to become maybe one of the better players in our conference.
Before I let you go, back at home Saturday to face Sacred Heart, talk about the challenges that Sacred Heart presents for you.
They're extremely good on defense. I think they're number 10 in the country on defense. They do a ton of different things on defense. They're multiple front, multiple coverage, multiple pressure type of team. I think they're coming into their own a little bit on offense. I do think that schematically they cause some issues. And we're gonna have to go play sound, and our attention to detail needs to continue to get better from week to week. I think that was something that we didn't necessarily come away clean with in week three. I think we still have some room to grow there in continuing to be cleaner. It hasn't been terrible. Again, one turnover in three games, two sacks in three games. That's good. But I think our eyes and our communication and our the nuances, the 400 level stuff to some of the plays that we're running on offense and defense, I think we could probably be a little bit better at. And those are things that just happen with experience, and experience with the purpose and intention of getting better, not just taking reps, but really intentionally using reps to become as the best versions of ourselves.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time this morning. Good luck against Sacred Heart on Saturday.